We covered Pashas Parah this week, that we learned the first halach in Rambam of the Sfarah of the Duma. Rambam Perek Aleph of the Sfarah of the Duma, halach Aleph, brings down the halach of the Mishnah, the beginning of Masechta Parah. The Mishnah says, according to Chanan, we paskin that a Parah Duma has to be a Bas Shal Rishonim, has to be 3 years old. Be 4 years old, it has to be at least 3 years old. 3 years old means that it went into the third year. And the reason is, the Mishnah has a drasha. This is a state in the Torah of Parah. It's called a Parah. Less than 3 years old is not a Parah. It's an egel. It's an egel. And in English, I think it would be called a calf. You would call it a calf. And when it reaches 3 years old, that's when it's called a cow. The Torah says it should be a Parah, not an egel. So therefore, it has to be at least 3 years old. The Ram brings down also that it should not be more than 4 years old. Because if it's more than, it could be 3 or 4, if it's more than 4, if it reaches the rate of 50, it's called a zakena. And a zakena is if it's not mahuda to any carbon. You're not supposed to bring a zakena and chachinga. But in case, if it's healthy, if it's not a trape, if there's no mum, and it has all the dinim of haraduma, you could bring a zakena also by the evid. Well, chachinga, the best time to bring it is baskim or bastalam, when it's 3 or 4 years old. But again, the Rambam says it cannot be less than 3. The Mishnah says it cannot be less than 3 because that would not be a par. And then the Rambam is moisif on more halacha. It's not in the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah. It's not anywhere in Shas. It's only Sefri. The Rambam brings down the halacha in the Sefri says that when the Gizbo, the Bedek Habayis, goes to buy the par Aduma, he should also not buy it until the par is 3 years old. He should not buy it early. In other words, the Gizba, if he finds a paraduma which is a yakum shiyas, which is too young, which is 2 years old, he should not. And it's possible for paraduma to grow by hektish also. If hektish has any flax or something, has any behemoth, and it happens to grow by the base of mikdash, what belongs to the bedek abayis, and it grows over there, paraduma, it's born a paraduma, that's very easy, it belongs to them. But the odds are it's going to grow somewhere, it's going to be born somewhere else in the world. So wherever it's born, like the Gemara says, the Tina can be born even by a guy, wherever it's born and the Bedek Habayis goes to buy from them, they should not buy it early. They should not buy it before it's 3 years old. The reason is, the Sefer Drasha, since it says in the Torah, B'yichu elecha para, B'dashin, the kicha should only be when it's a para. B'yichu elecha para, when the hektish is koinit, they should be koinit, the kicha should be when it's a para, not when it's an agola. If they buy it too early, they're not behind this pasuk, especially because it's a cost of the ichuna for the b'shas tekicha.
That's what
Rambam says. No, fairish not. The Sefri says not. They should not buy it if they find it. They should not buy it early, and even to megadol it, even to raise it and save it till when it reaches 3, because
it's third.
It tells it's din in the kicha. It's a din in the kicha. And pshat's like this. Pshat is because this is a halacha. It seems to be a din that the paraduma has to belong to Klal Yisrael. Has to belong to Mechad Berek Abayis. The gizba of the Berek Abayis buys the Klal Yisrael. He buys it. The Rambam says with the mois from Chumasalishka. With the money from the Bedek Habayis, which belongs to Klal Yisrael, that's what he buys it with. The Mishnah brings down from the Rash from Masechta Parah, I think in Perek Beis, the Rash is Perek Beis at the end of Mishnah Gimel. The Rash says that it's lav dafka the Bedek Habayis has to buy the Parah from the Yochid that has it. The Yochid, if he wants, he can be misnadav and moistam with Tziba. If he wants, he can give it to the Tziba. He can be machnit to the Tziba. The whole halacha is that the Tziba has to own it. So if the Yachid wants to give it, not take any money, he wants to have the schus and give it away, give it to the beggar, he can do that also. But it'll come out according to this Sefri, he should not give it to the beggar bias until it's a bas gimel. The kinyan of the beggar bias should not be until the paradum is a bas gimel. Because not only is the paradum not kosher until it's a bas gimel, but the Torah says, v'yichu elecha para. The kicha, the kinyan of paradum should be when if it's a para. The Rambam then is Moisef, which is the Chayyur Neitz HaToy. The Rambam does say that if in Motsu, if they found an Egla, it's less than 3, that was Madim, it was all red, it was especially Yochum Metzias. What Bezna could do is, the Hekish could go to a person with Poiskun Loi Momen, they could go make up with him a price, and they'll just make up, the notion is Poiskun, they make up with him a price, and they'll come back if there becomes a Bas Gimel and they'll pay him that price. What's the Ram saying? I think the Ram saying an Eitz HaToyva. And what's the Eitz HaToyva? I think the Eitz HaToyva is, in case the person who has this Yochum Metzias, this Paraduma, which is too young, Now he's masking to give it to sell it to Rebbe Gabayis. But maybe later on that the still action, now he still changed his mind. But if Bezdin was poskul alav mamon, if they made up with him a price, then already Bezdin later to go and be koyf him and take of him by force and just pay him his money. We made up with you, this is the price, give his money, take it from him. If they didn't make up with him, then it would be Geneva. Bezdin can't steal either. I mean, the Sanhedrin can't steal, Hektish can't steal. They can't just go force the guy. You can't do that. But the Maisa, if they made up with him, that's the Sitoivus. Okay? As soon as they see this Yaakov Tzius was Noinad, the special part of the was Noinad, what they should do is, Ram says, they should be Posak all of Mammon, they should make up with him a price. And I think the idea is, so later on. It's not a Kenyan, but it's these are Gemaras in Hazor, the end of Hazor, at the end of the Chatan Vos. It won't be like Sachma, it won't be forcing someone to sell something to you, it would be right, it wouldn't be Geneva. You'll have to go up and then.
Give the money.
Paskumai
gave the money?
No, Pasku. The Chazayin in Mishnai is part of the Parah on the side, some of the Mishnai is put in the back, put to the Chazayin Nochem from the Shreen Rose brother. And Chazayin Nochem is in the diet. Ram says, the fish, Paskin on the dome, he doesn't say nice things, he doesn't say give the money. Even though we passed in that money is not kind of, we need Mashiach, maybe give the money and later we'll make the Mashiach my opinion. There's enough on the Mashiach, the Gemara says in Bava Sidach and Mavon Beis, the Vat Torah Mois is kind of. It's not kind of Midaraisa, it's not kind of Midarabonim. But you want to do this din of Yuchel Lecha Pora Midaraisa. In case they made the Kichrei Midaraisa, they won't be kind of this din. And there's a halacha that Bezdin, that the Hektish should first, Klai Yisrael should first be kind of Pora, then we want to Sabaskinon. That's what I'm saying. Poiskan on the domain.
They could be a Kenyan
piece of domain. A Kenyan piece of domain? They don't make a Kenyan. you're right. But we're talking about, you're right. If there's a mark, that's mark, sure.
You can make a
Kenyan
piece of
domain. Yeah, if the mark is masking. But what the Rambam means is, you're careful not to make a Kenyan. You just poiskan on the domain. I think it's an ace of toiver that you can't back out. And we can later we can come and force him and take it from him and be Geneva. That's what I'm saying.
Once it's three, it's going to be worth more money.
That, of course, it didn't change.
Maybe.
So it works both ways. It works both ways. The person selling it, and the person selling it is taking a chance also. If he waits till 3 years, he could get zero. The stock right now is 200. You know, you could go down to zero. You could go up to the 400. You know, some people they want to just take out their money now. You know. So yes. You made up. You work both ways. You got a good deal, but it's like mine now. That's right. In Mishnah, there's the parish Mishnah Achrayin, this beautiful parish. We have it on Say the Zorim and Say the Tyrus. And Say the Zorim is called Mishnah Rishayna, and Say the Tyrus is called Mishnah Achrayin. We'll watch in the Gemara at the end of the Dharm, other places, Say Hashayna, Lamashah Parish. And the Mishnah Achrayin is from the big Achrayin. He claims a shayla. What would be the din with a paraduma which is already 3 years old, it's already bas gimel, but it had a different problem. It had a mum. The din is we're going to learn soon that the mum passes a paraduma the same way it passes a carbon. But this mum was a mum that you could fix. There are mumim that you're able to fix, like a yabelas. The Gemara Bechares talks about. There's certain mumim that you can cut off. There's a mum, a yabelas, like a growth in a certain place, which is a mum, and you can cut it off. You can, the behavior becomes kasha. The man cut the mishnah rishena. If you have a para which is ready about gimel, the problem is you can't bring it for para duma because it has this mum. Are you allowed to, does Hekdesh not buy it now when it has the mum? Or does Hekdesh have to tell the owner, you cut off the mum before we're cutting it, so we should make a kinyan in a para that's roy right now to bring as a para duma? The chachir is, this drasha, which is in the Sefri, the drasha of the Sefri, that yufelecha parah, v'lo yegla, is a drasha just on the din parah, on the age, the way the Sefri is talking about, yufelecha parah, with medayik and lashon of a Torah, the Torah calls it a parah, not an egla, has to be 3 years old, not younger, which is a kiyaf, which is an egla, not a parah yet. Or is it, what is the Torah saying? Yufelecha parah, v'lo yegla means, take a parah that's roi right now to be a parah duma. The kinyan should be b'shas parah duma, not the kinyan will be this. Is this drush including that it should not have a mum? They should fix the mum first or not. That's the Shina Chakir, and the Mishnah Chrein wants to say that this Chakir is Pshad and Machlekes Tanoim, Yehudim and Shimon, and the Mishnah, and Sakh the Parapeg, Beis Mishnah Beis. Look at the Mishnah, that's the Muslim Mamash, that's Mamash and Machlekes Tanoim. And I think the Halacha it comes out that yes, the part of Yehudim and Shimon is it should be not only a Bas Gimel, but it should be Kosher and Roi for. to be brought as a paraduma, medama tikunim, and in case that had a mum on it, which you could fix, you should, or a mum that will go away with time, they should not buy it yet. They should wait till the mum is over or till the mum is misukin, and then they should first be kind of it. About kaponim, this is all the Rambam sheet. The Rambam brings down this sefri halacha in the beginning of Sfaraduma, that we dash of yuchalecha para v'leyegla, that the kinyan of hektish should be b'shas that's already 3 years old, not earlier, not when it's only nagala. The Ravid is chaylik. The Ravid says there's no such halacha. The Ravid says hektish doesn't have to can buy the paraduma even when it's young, even when it's 1 year old, 2 years old, they can buy it early. The Ravid says the only halacha is hektish should not be makdashit. This is a little bit of this. He's saying hektish should not be makdashit. It should not. You have to be makdish a paraduma to be makdish every carbon. Before you be a carbon, first you have to be makdish. You have to say this is a carbon shlom, this is a carbon chatos. You have to be makdish it, and you have to say this is a paraduma. And the reason why you should not be makdish it when it is because the different din. The Rebbe says the reason is because in makdish and teres manai. It's a din layal or kachim. You never every or kachim have halacha. Some kachim you don't bring till it's 1 year old, till it's two. So you're not makdish a carbon and teres manai. Until it's in the Zman, that's right to bring. Every BM has to be at least 8 days old. You're not makdish to come until Sefer Mani. That's why you're not makdish. But that's in Kenyan Rebbe says there's no such thing. You're able to buy it before, or be clean it, or the Yachar can be menadav it, to give it to Bezdin, to Hektish, before it's Bas Gimel. In fact, Chazanish in Sefer An Parah, Simen Gimel, Sefer Ischess, and Rosh Shulchan Asid, I saw also is the kasha in Hilchos Paradumas, Simen Gimel said, hey, what's the problem with the Ravid? Why would the Ravid be hung on Rambam? The Rambam has a mock in the Sefri. It's a very clear Sefri which makes this drasha. And no one's hung on the Sefri. At least the Semech and the Chazanish and the Rosh Shulchan kasha, they didn't find anyone chaylik. I mean, if there would be a Babli, a Gemara, which is chaylik on the, okay, we understand, you pass the Babli, if there be a Tesefta or a Medrash, or something that's chaylik on the Sefri, you can see what the Ravid is chaylik. But if no one is chaylik on the Sefri, and there's a precious Sefri, v'yichil lach a parah, v'le'egla, you have to be kind of the parah only when it's already a parah, only when it's 3 years old, not earlier, why would the Ravid say there's no such halacha? And they all blight shver on the Ravid. So I was thinking maybe to fan for this Ravid as the Mitzvah Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin inside Zionist base wants to say Demachit. She wants to say that this Sefri, and even according to Rambam, the passage like this Sefri, that the Yichle Lech HaPara is a halacha, you have to be koinah the Parah when it's three, Hektish should not be koinah to apply Yisrael before it's a Parah. So the Mitzvah Chinuch, Mistavra, that this is not Ma'akid, it's only a Shachila. But the Yevet, they made a mistake, and they bought the parah too early, and they made a kinyan on it, they bought it from the guy, the guy gave it, it was maknet, hektish was kainet, the giz was kainet, too early, he could bring it back then. And his diyak is, because Rambam does not say it's possible. If you look in the Rambam, not about the halachas, the Rambam does say, other things are possible. Over here, the Rambam does not use the lashon of possible. Rambam just says, brings in the sefri, you should buy it when it's a parah, not when it's a gul. So the Mechus Chinuch wants to be medayek that it's only a chatzila, not the Yevet. That's the Mechus Chinuch. What I didn't understand about this Mechus Chinuch is why he has a shtickle diyek, but where did he get this pshitusa, this pshitus that it's only a chatzila, not the Yevet? There's a famous Tosfos in Gittin, the Gimel Mevez, on the bottom, the Gemask of Achi. Tosfos says, "B'deraisa ein chilin ben chatzila diyevet." Tosfos says a klal. This whole Muslim, this whole concept of Chachina, the right way to do it is like this, but if you didn't do it that way, don't worry about the years anyway. That's only in the Rabbonans. In the Rabbonans, there's a concept that the Chachina do it this way, if you didn't do it, okay, we get weiter. You Yitzah. In the Reis, there's no such thing, Dr. Tosfos. In the Reis, the Torah says something. What? We'll get that. That's the Tosfos in Gittin. There's the same Tosfos in Psach and Afir Aleph, and over there, Tosfos says, except there's one exception by Kachim. By Kachim, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, Dachach Gimel, the Gemara says that you need Shonon Lov HaKos HaLakev. Special din by Kachim, you have to have, every din in Kachim has to be written twice in the Torah to Makev. If there's something written in the Torah one time, that's Takan HaChachilah. That means you're supposed to do it that way. And only Shonon Lov, you need Shonon Lov HaKos HaLakev. The Gemara says, yes, where's Shonon Lov HaKos HaLakev? Where do we have a second time? And the Gemara has to bring, the Pasuk was written twice. When it's written a second time, that's when it's Makev. So by Kachim, you do have this Musa, you do have this concept of Chachila, that preferably the way to do it is like this. So, b'di'evet, if it's not shown over Kosalakim, it's not Makim, you fulfill the din. But the rest of the Torah, we don't find such a din we don't want to do in the chumisim and chachilim b'diavad. Agav ma'amokum the Yosef Engel in the Sefer Lekach Toiv Klal Hey he's ma'arich on this Indian that in the Raisas besides kochim there's no din of a chachilim b'diavad. It's very ma'arich. As a mela you could clara chachir chachir clara shayla paraduma is that in kochim or is it in tires? Is it in like a carbon, or is it in tires? It's a way to metaya a tummy mass, you know, paraduma.
You moil on it? You moil if you have an
idea?
We're going to go to the rice both ways. Let's go a few rice. It's a nice shot, I'm not sure. Right, we're going to get to that. Okay, first of all, the Gemara says, no, I'm not sure if you're moiling it. It belongs to like a bias, so it's a good shayla. But first of all, the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah that Chachim on Beis and Gemara Chulin that Yidam on Beis. The Gemara dashes the Torah calls by Paraduma and Pashas Chukas. We're going to learn this week because it may need the Chatasi. So it's Mayim to be Metaya and it's a Chatas. Even though Paraduma and Cheres and Shechs would become a Chatas, we don't do any of the Maisim of a Kavan Chatas. All the halachos don't apply to it. It doesn't come on a chet, but for some reason, Torah calls it a chatas. The Gemara dashes chatas kayachmana. Torah calls it a chatas. And the kamina is whatever pasels in a carbon, pasels in a paraduma. And the Gemara gives examples. A balmum. That's how we know a balmum passes by a paraduma, because chatas kayachmana. Everything's outside the Zohar, when you get to that soon. Everything's outside. Right, but the mice of Balmun passes, and if someone was bought on the Paraduma, was on the Paraduma, a person to the Zaveri, and the Paraduma was a Nirva, which is sold for a carbon. Sure, you have to understand why do you need a special drusha that a Nirva is possible for a Paraduma, and that would be possible else. It was nice say oil. It was nice say the person. Teretz maybe check to this lad, this Zaveri, for Nirva, without being a nice say. Being a master. Mechir kela, we know by kabonis, anything you sold for a kelna, for a dog, you took a behemoth, you traded it for a dog, that behemoth becomes possible for carbon. So, like the Gemara, the same din, it's possible for paraduma, and estan zayna. First, can pay the zayna, because no, it's not this behemoth, that behemoth, even though, please, we look at it, there's nothing about the behemoth, but it was used for payment for a zayna, it becomes possible for carbon. The same thing, it becomes possible for a paraduma. So, Gemara dashin sold this, because chat is kai yachmana. So, all this is mashma. And Rama brings down the halacha also in Hilchos Paraduma, Peregal, and Halacha Zayin. But basically, all these halachas on Chayim Mashma that Paraduma has a din kachim, has a din carbon. But on Maisa, I don't think it's muchach, because it could be derecha, you could say that Paraduma really is din tires. But there's a kosov that what's kachim Paraduma for tires? The same thing that you bring for carbon. This is carbon is din kachim, this is din tires. But we have there's a kosov, chapis kayach monotor, kol chapis, to learn out. Whatever is kosher for Rechem Chatas is kosher for this entire Paraduma. Maybe it's not the biggest raya. Another raya in Lechari would be from the fact that the Paraduma is bought from the Kotcher Bet HaKabayis. You buy it from the money from the Bet HaKabayis, which Lechari would be Mashmas is in Kotcher. But by then, maybe it's not Muchach. Maybe the Lomaisis is something that has to be bought for Klai Yisrael. Where does Klai Yisrael have Mom and Hatsiba that they can make a kini for Klai Yisrael? The only money Klai Yisrael has is the Bet HaKabayis. Kemen Zogin does. That's really not din kachim, like we're saying, it's din tire. But the reason why it's both on the back of base is that's the only way Klai Yisrael buy it. Right, the other way, Mechari, is, as Rabbeinu was saying, the fact that all the maisim of the Paraduma don chutz lazar. In the Pashas Parah, we're going to say, the Pasuk says, it's not to myself, Allah's the coin, they give it to Allah's the coin, who was the coin gold at that time. Aaron the coin was Nifta, they give it to the coin gold. But how do you see yourself? You take it out of the, he didn't shecht it in the Mishkan and the Azara, the way they shecht it all in all the Kabbonis, he took it back to Mechutz Machna. And later, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, and they took it out of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought it to HaMishcha, this whole Arichas, the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek Sukkah, explains that they brought it on bridges. But everything was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Where do you find any din kachim that was done at the Dafka outside?
Samishaleach,
uh-huh. Yes, I'm good. And that's the Chakavan. Okay, but besides the Bedacha Klaal, Chabonis are brought in the Mikdash, I would think that this is Bissel Mashmoyis, that this is not, this, it's not brought on the Mizbeach, the Klaal is not Shach to Mizbeach. Samishaleach is a bissel shayach to the soya, which is on Hashem. You know, you take that, maybe that's why it's in carbon. It's brought together with the soya on Hashem. This one is taken outside. It does start, the bidu is done in the Beis HaMikdash. It has something in the Beis HaMikdash. The bidu is done in the Beis HaMikdash. But this is all done. This is all done outside, which is via bissel mashma. That it's via bissel mashma. That it's that's not a carbon. That it's din tayrus, especially din tayrus. We do find that Torah does say that when Allah Zakayin shechted it, he was makabel the dam, and he did zrik leichach el moed from outside the mashma. He did zrik es hadam towards the omoyed, and later when the Mikdash was built, they would do zrika towards the kosher kedushim. Which sounds like a shtick of a mice of a carbon. But Saita, maybe it's not so muchach. I mean, we do find, we daven, Tfila is towards the machaven, we stay in machaven towards Keshav Hashem, and Tfila Nuchar is not in Kachem. The Gemara Tanya is Avei, that's called Avei the Shabalev, it is in Avei, but Nuchar is not Kachem. Not everything that's Neuchach, the Keshav Hashem from outside is muchach that it's in Kachem.
Maybe
it's not that he's in Kachem either. Maybe the Hektish belongs to Hektish. Yes, to know how that works. Yeah, that'd be a shtaker raya. I'm going to get soon to the other rayas. You find also Achol Ebrachu. Mila is like a different. Belongs to Eibush. Belongs to Eibush. And Abdafkis is in Kachem.
You don't bring
the car. Maybe we won't bring it right. Yochik here is when they give you Nishon of Kassel Akiv. This is Mamash in Kachem. That Nishon of Kassel Akiv or not? That's the Yochik here. But we do find a paraduma. Koma says done by the Kohen Gadol. Teres says done by the Elaz ben Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol at that time. And later it was always done, all the mice were done at Eichon Gadol, but also that's not, which should be mashmal chere that's a din kachim, but also it's not muchach. There are dinim Eichon Gadol that are not negei kachim. Then mashal reitzeach, b'shoyger leaves near Miklap, b'misis Eichon Gadol, every mochemes mitzah, they went to b'shoyger all the Eichon Gadol, we are bringing their metumim, this was a din, mochemes mitzah, they Eichon Gadol, which is a chere not din kachim. It's not muchach, it's a din kachim, the fact that you need a Eichon Gadol.
Maybe for us.
But my biggest try is, and some of you think this is right, my biggest right is the fact that Rabbi Kodesh was Masad and Sechta Parah in Tyrus, not in Kodeshim, not in Tzidah Kodeshim. And the Rambam in Mishatari, in the Yad Chazokah, was Masad also in Sefer Tyrus, not in Sefer Korbanah, so Sefer Avodah. The Rambam could be Nimshach Yechta Mishnah, Yechta the Rebbe, but there's Yudal Svarim in the Yad Chazakah, there's a whole safe of 14 Chalakim to Rambam, there's a whole safe on Kabonis, which is on Yerni Kabonis, there's a whole safe on Avoida, which is also in Yerni Kachim, and then there's a safe of Tyre. And Rambam puts Gan Tzilchus Paraduma and the whole Maisim Paraduma in Sefer Tyre. Achari, you would think that this is, Hilchus Mchusik Kapar is also a little bit of Tyre, you know, if you Matthias, someone to Kachim. Another level tire. That's in Kachem. That's in Kachem. Why does the Rambam put Gansuchas Parah and Sefer Tyre? The Chayes Shul of Diyek that the Ikka of Paraduma is not a Din Kachem. The Ikka maybe has some shaykh of the Kachem, but the Ikka is a Din Tyre. It's a Din to Matayah to me. It's a Mingla, this Mechas Chinuch that he wants to say that this Din, the Ikka Lecha Parah, is not Ma'akiv, and we were asking why not.
What?
Yeah, you do your math. Well, that could be a very hazmona. You find hazmona by Sefer Torah. Also, other things. Also, that's not so mukhosh that you have to be. You're makdashit. You think this is a paraduma. Yeah, Teres Mana. Well, that could be. It's not shayach to you makdash something. Teres Mana. It's not roi. You can't be mad. How does she get better?
Maybe. As Tanzania says, talks about also, you can use a
Right. The Rambam says the fish not. It's not. The
choice is metallic, then it's only because of a reason.
I was thinking that also. The fact that we need a whole drusha to tell you that maybe it's not kosher. It's only until you learn down.
That's because it says by essence it's Beis Hashem Lekech. And over here it's not Beis Hashem Lekech. So you would think it's Nismayit. Kamash Malon, that it's not Nismayit. Because it says Beis Hashem Lekecha, Kamash Malon, that it's not inspired from Beis Hashem Lekecha. By Esther.
Right.
But so many Esther says Beis Hashem Lekecha, over there it's Mashmal, it has to be something, it's not.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't Kachem at all,
why would
you're allowed to bring the Kloyim, you're allowed to bring what's it called, you're allowed to use Esther Zayna for Pentabais.
Right, so we wanted to learn that it's a din entire, but it's not that this din entire has to be the same din chatz kerechman of what chosh v'chav.
Where's chosh v'chav?
That's a chosh entire.
But all those things are kabbalas.
oh, that's the chidi yikid din tayr, you know, it starts with that, it's only like one extra parak at the end. The tayr is done with
that. It's a carbon for only.
Yeah, but here the whole, okay, but here the whole thing is in the tayr. But the Rabbanim, we say, this much is chinesh sakir, that if the din of yichal echa parf, they made a mistake, and they bought the parf too early, you're not supposed to, like, I'm supposed to buy when it's three, now when it's two, is that makav an alach? It should be telling me in this, it should be telling me if it's in tayr, then you don't need shalom love because lach. If it's one pasuk, it's already makav. Anything there's no din the chachim, but the Ebetes it says by their isis. But if it's in kachim, then you need shalom love because lach. It's a minla. Oh, this is a little bit of the value thing. Minla, I was trying to go back to the Ravid. The kashin the Ravid. Why is the Ravid not paskin like the Rambam? It's fresh. It's a free. How does the Ravid know this is free? So the Ravid says that there is one din that you cannot be makdish at teres mamet. And they all say we said that you can't say the Ravid learns that's the drushes of free. Biyuchel lechapar, don't be makdish at teres mamet, because that you don't need a pasuk. That's a din by all kachim. So it could be according to this, it's telling you this. If you hold the parzuma is not a din in kachim, it's din in tayra, you wouldn't have this din of you cannot be makdish at teres mamet. Maybe the Ravid holds that, like this side, that paradum is a din in tayra, it's not a din in kachim. And there's really no din that you cannot be makdish at teres mamet, we didn't kachim. So the Ravid needs a sefri to tell you this. He learns yichud lechapar that don't be makdish it teres mamet. That's all. Yeah, he'll take then the kicha is going on to be makdish it. Take it for a carbon. For a paraduma. This is not a doichik. I'm just trying to vamp a little bit the Ravid.
The Ravid says that there's no such halacha.
The Ravid says no such halacha. You can be, but you can't. But the Rambam says you should not buy it before it's pasgimel. He says not true. He says you could buy it to gimel. He says just don't be makdish it. He says only don't. You have a lashon. What?
They had their own paraduma.
Another one? Oh, if they had if it grew by them, was owned by them. Oh, what would they do? How would they become this din? That's a good shayla. I was wondering, Lachal, if they made a mistake or the group of them, can they be marked away to somebody else and then be kind of bad? Maybe years with that. There's a problem with Dichri. I mean,
yeah.
If it's Ma'akib, maybe, you know, Dichri is also by Kachim, but Dichri by Mitzvah is a shayla.
It's not
Okay, share.